For younger cotton producers across the Southeast, Cotton Incorporated President and CEO Barry Worsham hopes you understand that cotton is definitely a world market.
It's a world market, and it's something that, you know, cotton is unique in all the agricultural commodities. Because if you think about it, you know, cotton is the only one that I can think of that has a non-agricultural substitute. So if you lose the cotton market, you're not going to gain it in corn or soybeans or something else. You're losing it to synthetic fibers, and there's no grower or ginner out there that's making any money on synthetic fibers. So we have to protect this market, and it's cotton is the one market that you really have to fight and claw to increase demand, to maintain demand, to improve profitability. And getting young people engaged in the cotton industries, whether you're part of the Cotton Incorporated Board or the Cotton Board or the National Cotton Council Board, that's going to be one of the challenges to get people engaged and participating, because that is very important. I can tell you as a CEO, having a strong board is very important for these programs.
Worsham says their efforts continue in markets across seas to create demand for what cotton producers here in the U.S. are growing.
Just because you grow a bale of cotton, that doesn't mean that you're going to get paid for it until it finds a home. And we're trying out there working to create markets so that we do have a viable cotton industry for years to come.
To learn more about Cotton Incorporated and how your dollars are spent, just go to cottonboard.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.